الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، as Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, we were explaining in this few days, this period and this time which is very important time of ours, the worry and concern of all our akabir, that for years the madalis are carrying on, the makatib are carrying on, even the khankas, but the outward structure is there. The reality is the current, and that is why Allah Ta'ala's system Allah puts in the heart through our barakat of our mashayikh. And in reality, myself, we should think whether I really got the heart. As outwardly as we learn from our Hazrat, and the silsila carries on right till Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll find as time goes, the attack of Iman upon, if we don't work on our ruh, then the attack on Iman will be very easy. And we see it happening. When attack on Iman is on learned people, and like what happening in the world, instead of doing our reality, getting connected to Allah Ta'ala, now we got enough time to be debating, enough time to be busy in other activities, and this is what Shaitan wants. And then what we think, and this is the stress, one is to finish the kitab, read the Urdu, and we said we finished the kitab. But what was the reality of our deen? The reality of our deen is that there is no current in our Iman. There's current in our ruh, then we'll understand, and that comes from heart to heart. And one is, and that is why we can understand, then only we'll understand how the men of Allah Ta'ala in every time, they did not see the outward scene. We look at the outward picture, and they look how they attack the hearts of, by myself, that we're coming for years to the khanka, we're coming for years, we are teaching deen also, but how our minds just change. And we say we're living in these times, in modern times, so we must consider the times, but we have to be considering our Iman. Obviously our deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Don't go around and now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that don't swear, and in other words, don't talk bad of the other religion openly, that you swear them. Allah Ta'ala save us. Amen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum for us to understand that don't swear your own father. So Nabi Sahaba radiallahu was shocked that how, who will swear their own father if they know this is our father. And today we are living in such a time. What is the object and the efforts of deen? It's just remaining to the effort, to the outward structure. And then unfortunately, when we don't have current in our life, in our ruh, then unnecessary there'll be, and this is the work of Shaitan, to bring factions. And this is the time we are seeing clearly that how the ummah is breaking up into whatever our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of, which shows our deen is absolutely true. There can't be doubt. But when we don't have current in us, then we'll be doubting. And we'll be, when a person don't have current to explain your children what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when myself we don't have the love of Allah, then we'll see those other, many other, Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. There are many institutions of deen, as we will learn, that in the introduction is to make us realize what we came here. If we understand myself, what is the subject all about, and this is the essence of the tasawwuf. There's where Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq, as our Hazrat is mentioning, that our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was an embodiment of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Because you can't even understand, a young man, intelligent person, from a family, and Allah Akbar, Hazrat had a shan also. Different mashayikh got different shan. In other words, some mashayikh, they like to be, everything must be well kept, everything. Other mashayikh, they more some, according to what we will think. So as they are different shan, we shouldn't look at the outward goal. We have to see every mashayikh that came. And that is why Allahu Akbar, Hazrat explained the reality of this Kitab Anwarus Salah, It's not only the reality of Salah. Salah is the most important pillar of Islam after Iman. And when Salah is, when Iman is broken, then where is Salah going to be established? And we see today, it's the men of Allah Ta'ala, they cry with tears of blood from their heart that Ramadan Sharif, and already by the first 10 days, I was to explain to people how important is it for Taraweeh Salah. It's like, it doesn't make sense. We finish our Taraweeh in 10 days. Now what we'll do? We'll go to this masjid. We'll go to that masjid. And Allah Ta'ala save us. If we come here and we don't get the reality, and that is what our Hazrat is worried. And that is why Hazrat is mentioned the other day also. That we spend so lot money. We're staying in the Khanqah. Very good. There is the Rahmat of Allah is there. But we find I feel it. So what we talk is more important. If you're going to read the Ibarat, that is the text, which we explain over and over. This is the same thing what Hazrat explained over 30 years ago. Then the text made reality. Today now the example that Hazrat gives us, we see it's practical. And then we'll realize how when deen comes in, you got current in your heart, you know, got current in your, today we understand our heart to be the outward body. And the enemy that is attacking us, shaitan and all his forces, that it's easy to break down our structures. And because we are not making our heart, we'll be worried of the structures are being broken. And then we want to now debate myself, we have to see, am I here in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this whole exercise of, and this whole important, the program that Hazrat has stipulated, this was a program that then we'll understand how the men of Allah ta'ala, the ulama Dioban, when attack was made, outwardly it seems to be attacking the people, the Muslims, but actually an attack was made on Iman. And when attack was made on Iman, because their Iman was made, and that is why they could give their lives. And that is why the people could not understand that they were great ulama, studied in Darul Uloom Deoband. They had the knowledge that we can't imagine. In other words, the noor of knowledge they had. They had taqwa also. But they realized that one is why many the other ulama used to object that how you went to Haji Sahab. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali was not an ordinary person. Outwardly, and here also, as Hazrat explains in this introduction and all this, it will be easier for us to understand when we hear the introduction. When we're reading, sometimes we might think that the kitab haven't started. But the reality is the whole introduction is already done. And not when the introduction is done, then we'll understand what is Anwarus Salah. Is Allah Nurus Samawati wal Ard. Allah Ta'ala is one. Allah Ta'ala's Nur, when it penetrates the heart, then we'll understand how the current just comes down. As our the Mashaykh explained, that ayat you could be reciting Surah Fatiha for years. You can become an alim. You can give a big bayan on Surah Fatiha. And you can explain what is Hidayat. But when the reality comes, am I for how many years, then you'll understand that Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that in this short, the part of your most important part of our journey, this is not that Allah Ta'ala is putting us here through difficulty. Allah is showing us that after making all the arrangements for you, and it's something that you won't able to get lost, and Allah is opening Surah Fatiha, we say the opening chapter. But what is actually the opening chapter? When you come into this world, and that is why in Alami Arwah already, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? And Rabb is who? That great being who creates everything from non-existence into existence. And why Allah Ta'ala gave us this honor? Because Hazrat Insan, that is why according to how you connected to Allah, then we can't understand why with so much respect we take the name of the elders and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all those who came after them, the lowest ranking Sahabi, according to the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And when we say ulama Dioban, we mean from who we got that current to know who is the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It doesn't mean that a person to today, you go and study in Darul Dioban, but you don't get the current that the elders had. And that Noor, and we see today the structures also, how as the generation come, then we are more worried of the outward structure. We are more worried of the beauty of the masjid. And as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed, and it is all part of this introduction. But the men of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they choose these kitabs, and if you just had to read the introduction, without all this explanation that Hazrat gave us, myself, we wouldn't have understood the kitab. So now a person will understand, even in our makatib, even in our Darul Umm, as we explained yesterday, Allah gave tawfiq, that Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatul Alayh was one of the last khalifas of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatul Alayh. Now look at the mizaj. Maulana Masihullah Sahab Rahmatul Alayh was like a soft person, outwardly soft, but how he penetrated deen in the hearts of people. Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahab was also the last two khalifas of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatul Alayh, that were present in today's time. And that is why many people think that the Shaykh is very strict. But as you make your mizaj, and this is what we come here for. Not just, the current won't just come on its own. The rahmat in the masjid is pouring, and more what we find even in the masjid. But what is happening? And not from today, not from our mashayikh of that time, we can't understand their treatment. In today's time, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh was, had the speaker also, and on one occasion, and Hazrat gave him also such, Allahu Akbar, such insight through the barakat of the mashayikh. And we see that when Hazrat used to have the itikaf program also, he says that on one occasion somebody will say, we'll be in the masjid, but we are committing zina. We're in the haram sharif, but we are committing zina. So one day a report came to Hazrat, and that's what I heard from Hazrat Bayan itself, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Alhamdulillah, through their grace on us, we're not worth anything. But the elders, they show kindness to the youngsters, and this is kindness. That is, draw our attention towards Allah Ta'ala. In Haram Sharif also, those who used to go with Hazrat, it was a different environment. Because they used to teach us the reality of life. For example, today we talk here of controlling our gazes. When Hazrat used to, at the airport, going to board the flight, the first thing the board, what you see? Arrivals and departures. He says, this is not arrival of the plane of where you're going to. Every day there's somebody, Allah Ta'ala is sending your body what your ruh in the world. Every day a child is born, is arriving. And every day somebody is departing. Now if you arrive, you got your boarding ticket also. But there you realize what is your real passport. And today we see so many people, they get happy that we got a passport, and we, one time they'll get through, two times, and how much they paid for it. And all of a sudden they see they are blocked. Their system is blocked. And this is what the worry is all about. And when the reality of Iman comes, then we'll understand what is, how important to strengthen our Iman daily. Allah Ta'ala offers us a royal invitation that we are ordinary slave like me will realize. And here in the masajid, Allah Ta'ala doesn't block anybody. Even you can build a masjid yourself, but you're not allowed to book your place, that this is my place in the first surf. And that is why when Hazrat explained this, and many people just took it for granted, that even the muazzin, he just comes to give azan. And that many masjids, that used to be the system, that he comes azan time, other people come earlier, and the best place in the masjid is where? The first surf. And the first serve, and Islam has got system. But today we see like us, on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh was visiting our country, and mostly ulama that studied under Hazrat. So there was a program, Hazrat explained also, our Hazrat, all this is not my words, but this useless explanation. The reality we hear from our Hazrat, the pain of the heart, then we'll understand. So Hazrat explained that in Lanesia, in one of the masjid, Hazrat was having a program after Zohar. And Zohar time, we know, generally, the people that have to go to work outside to other certain towns. So mostly they were ulama. And generally, even when our kabir come, mostly they are ulama. And that also we have to check my own heart. That one is, am I going to get again my current renewed, strengthen my current? Or I'm going to now, Allah Ta'ala save us, today with all this media, we just choose certain points or certain clubs and we don't understand the reality. And that is why Hazrat explained, today you read an ayat and you, from the, when you sit in the company of the mashayikh, then you'll understand that when you're reading Surah Fatiha for years, now when you start Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you are making shukr not for your body, that is the main thing Allah gave us, that ruh. And then Allah Ta'ala is guiding us how to protect that ruh. So like Hazrat was, came in, and like it was Zohar time, and everybody, the ulama came before namaz, for azan time, and after azan we are reading our sunnah. And generally what is our system? One will stand that side, one will stand that side. Very few of us will come to the first serve directly. Then Hazrat came while after azan, while walking to the masjid, he said, Jahad, jab masjid mein aaye, aur pehle saf mein jagah hai, aur kisi ne apne jagah liya kisi aur masjid mein, kisi aur we won't understand it in Urdu clearly, but Hazrat was walking in and says, when there's place in the first saf, and a person came into the masjid and read, one read his sunnat in that side, one read his sunnat on the other side, in the first saf, he says, apne aap ko sakht nuksan kiya, that you cause the greatest harm to yourself. And we won't understand it. Today what we'll understand, that there are so many plots available in certain country, and somebody knows that these plots are going for a song, then you won't even tell your friend. But today we are, Allah Ta'ala save us, where there is noor and where you'll get here. Then Hazrat explained that the best place in the masjid, and today we see at the time of Juma also, that we'll, and even we, myself I'm talking of, we'll come to the masjid, we'll come right directly into the first stuff. And that was the early days, the system was, and today also, we shouldn't unnecessarily go and make a issue in the masjid, that normally when the muazzin gives azan, and a muazzin got such a position, if he only knows his position. On the day of Qiyamah, those with long, high necks, that is what noor, and they will be, the people will make them out. They are giving the da'wat tamma, the complete da'wat of Islam. But today we regard that, and Hazrat even mentioned that Maulana Abraul Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah, used to say, that we're building very shandar masjid, and the person who's doing the main work, the muazzin is calling out azan, we never even teach him the basics of how to give azan. We didn't even teach him the value of the masjid. And Allah's fazl, we see those places where you teach the muazzin the value of the masjid, then you'll find in small masjid, that they realize that the best place where Allah's rahmat is descending, torrents now, it is right behind the imam. And that where that place, whoever comes early and gets that place, he is getting, that is the most rahmat descending. And then one to the right, one to the left. That is how our saf should be filled. Today we see even for faraz namaz, we have to pay attention. And we say why the ummah is getting bombarded. How Hazrat will stress that we make ourselves straight, put our heels on a straight line. Our feet should be facing direction of Kaaba Sharif, but where we are facing. So, that is why Hazrat says, now we'll think, today we'll think, what great loss you did to yourself. Where you getting that rahmat of Allah, when nobody will get. The person, and then I will be eager, that is, then we'll understand when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that if my ummah only knew the value of giving azan, and the value of the first saf, in the earlier days, he says, your swords will come out. You won't push one another. Yes, you got that place, but you got respect for your ustad, or you got respect for the elders, and you give them that place. Now you'll get double reward. Because adab is something else. And where you want to get the rahmat, and that is our deen also. Muhabbat, when you got the love, and this is the whole, the program of this, the whole month of Ramadan Sharif, And that is why Hazrat is warning myself and all of us. We spend so lot money, we spend time, and we came, Allah brought us here. And then we'll understand those who Allah loves, Allah gives iman. And those who Allah Ta'ala's mercy is on all His creation. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that those, as far as wealth is concerned, Allah Ta'ala gives it to all and sundry. And Allah Ta'ala gives it to His enemies also. So that is not no criteria of success, and that is no criteria of the mercy of Allah. That is why we are taught over and over, Allah stressed, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Beg me for صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And then Allah defined it clearly, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ The part of those people that Allah favored. In other words, those people whose ruh, their hearts were made. And Allahu Akbar. Then we'll understand our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what concern he had for his own people, that understand what I'm, and a man who, everybody, the whole of Arabia knew, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who is this man? As-Sadiq, Al-Amin, is the most truthful person, is the most trustworthy person. It's impossible that he'll ever say any word that is, that can deceive you. Forget, you can't use any words like that, but anybody. And then when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given Nabuwat, وَأَنْزِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ That warn your close family members first. In other words, see your condition, and so easy we say today how to make tarbiyat of the children. Allah Ta'ala taught us first the dua, first make our dua that, Ya Allah, keep us straight on deen, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ And then see, then we'll understand that, ulama-i Dioban, why we say that, أُولَٰئِكَ أَبَاؤُنَا These are our spiritual fathers. That person who came even to do nazira, that lesson he just set, that Ustad didn't just teach how to read Alif Ba Ta Sa. He taught him what from the nur that was in his heart, that penetrated their child's heart. And till today we see the attacks of those elders, the attack of iman, those elders that put the children in the maktab, under the correct supervision of our elderly ustads, then they can't understand that today we knew it was iman, it was natural. Photography is haram, TV is haram. So today we can't understand it. We as the people that got ears, we got knowledge, but it's just the outward structure. And that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the introduction also, which inshallah Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. If we're going to read the Urdu, then it will take even longer to explain. But like this, alhamdulillah, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us can understand. Then that is why Hazrat used to say, many reports used to come. A two-year-old child could understand the bayan of our Hazrat, Damat Barakatum, and Allah keep these great personalities around. Because these personalities are those fortresses of iman. And that is what we should be making dua, not just because, and that is why this our Hazrat explains all the time. We say Allah Ta'ala, and we should be making dua, Allah give our Hazrat good health, strength, and that these are the, when the texts of iman come, these are the men that strengthen and make us realize. It's not your outward. Allah Ta'ala is worried that Allahu Akbar. And this is what is the snoor, that when you come to the masjid already, you'll know whose house I'm going to. Today we're coming into the masjid, as Hazrat open our eyes, even people that are learned, you'll say I'm the imam of the imam of this masjid. But am I the imam? Imam is a person that automatically people will respect you. And that is why Allahu Akbar. Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. So when people know the value of the first saf, then you'll find ordinary people that they will come first. Even the muazzin will know when he also starts realizing the value of the first saf. Before azan, he'll come into the masjid and he'll sit in the first saf. Either he'll read his sunnahs before time or he'll read his nafal and he'll put a, then you're allowed to put your, just that I'm going now to, for a few minutes to give the azan. I'm going, but we just take it for granted. No, now, that is a place of the muazzin. Yes, out of respect, he came, you didn't know. Then like this, we all want the first serve, but you have to come here early to get the first serve. And what the place that is kept for our Hazrat, that is out of respect that those who know, and we'll see generally, those who don't know, and a person came to the first serve, he won't just be pushed away. Ordinary person can come. Then he'll realize on his own, oh, this, I came here to this spiritual specialist. So on his own, from his heart, he will give that place up. Allahu Akbar. So we should understand this reality. It's not a matter today, many without understanding, then we'll say we are worshipping our elders. It's not Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and we read the incident. We go out, alhamdulillah, mashallah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in the masjid environment. But when we start our effort of going out to call people, make them, and what is the effort of khanka? What is the effort of the belief first? People don't have the value of deen anymore. So do you need that important, which is very important? But then ourselves, when we see we take out the jamaat of youngsters, that we say we'll take them in the path of Allah ta'ala, we went 40 days, 4 months, but when we came back, myself I'm thinking, see if the change is there. In other words, is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam important in my life? And Hazrat, and this is the fikr of the elders, that we in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not one khatam of Quran Sharif we made. Allah ta'ala make me, all of us realize, then we'll understand that this is not a matter of stress. And when there's emergency situation, I always say that now they send an emergency helicopter to pick up that person. That is all outward deception. That they cannot save your life. Real savior of life is the man of Allah ta'ala. That we don't be shocked when our passport is being renewed all the time. And what is our passport of Jannah? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Otherwise, like me, Hazrat says, that you get happy. Oh, Hazrat told us to make zikr. And we make zikr. And many of us, myself also, we say we enjoy the zikr. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, a person who only makes zikr, and like our elders explained, one is the barakat of the zikr in the company, that all of people's iman, nobody knows whose iman is of what current. When the flood lights in the, today we all eager, I went for this match in the month of Ramadan. But when the flood lights are on, then you don't know which one globe can be blown also. And you don't know the one bulb may be 1000 watts, one bulb may be 500 watts, one bulb may be 200 watts. And a bulb like mine may be blown also, just talking. Allah Ta'ala save us. And that is why we'll understand today our elders that deen also we want to show it as entertainment. Even when we show Allahu Akbar, we'll tell our children read Durood Sharif. But when we show the picture on our screen of Rosai Park, and then the Nazam is being recited, then they get excited. But to read just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we hear from small boys that stay in that environment, they're so eager to read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that how they get ziyarat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and clearly they explain to their mothers, this is what I saw, a very splendid man in our house. Where is he? The mother also doesn't know what he's talking about. So this reality is there. It's not that we just have to come with the right intention, and that is this whole introduction, Sheikh Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah. This was the bayan of. That is why we see we're not even capable of even reading this bayan. Then we all, today, Bona Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, as we explained that, the aspect that zina will be committed in the masjid. So a report came to Hazrat that zina is, Hazrat, that I dreamed that somebody is committing zina in the masjid. So Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala, those whose hearts are open and the pain of their heart was something else. So Hazrat, those that were close and those who knew Hazrat, he said that in the evening when Tarawih time, then just think to take a check. And generally, as our Hazrat explained, we say the children are playing. But generally the elders, we sitting in the wuzu khana and we are playing, and then we say the children are playing. So then we'll understand, 55 ho gaya abhi bachpana nahi hoga. 55, 60 we are. We're giving bayans all the time. But it's not words, the reality must penetrate. And that is when the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they teach us themselves. When we got connected to Haji Sahab, all used to say, where you all got connected to Haji Sahab? He says, we went to Haji Sahab, we have just learned the index, like you go to, today in the month of Ramadan, how people are flocking to restaurants for iftar and for, where we got time for all that. So to the elders to explain that these, and as we'll understand, what is the spiritual dasturkhan? You don't have time to complete your basic wazifas, because in Ramadan time, Fajr namaz is to consider us, it's made earlier. And then the Taraweeh salah, we don't understand the real value, so we get tired. So we say, how can we manage? So Allah Ta'ala's system, Allah is so kind, so merciful, that Allah Ta'ala made it as insan, as the time goes, accordingly Allah brought that type of mashayikh for us. And that is why our Dada Shaykh Raza Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, if you say you want that very strong Hakim medicine, like there was a Hakim in the time of, 1,000 years ago, Hazrat just explained, that there was known famous Hakim Jali Noos. That he was, at that time when the man of Allah Ta'ala, we won't understand it, when human body was so strong, and that time to give them that medicine, and Hakim medicine which is natural, then he says, if you say you want that medicine, then first dig your qabr, then you'll understand. So like we say that, why they are, those great mashayikh are not there, then if we were in that time, then we can't understand today the explanation what they were. And men of our time, and these are such men, just to take their name, Allah's rahmat descends. So those were the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when Hazrat walked in, when Abraul Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi walked into the masjid and just said it about loud, so the ulama could hear that if there's place in the first serve, and there was place in the first serve. The first serve was empty, and the first serve is empty, and he was walked straight to the first serve and came to the right place behind the imam. And he said, the best place, then you cause great harm to yourself. Now you'll understand. He says, you come to the first serve before, and this is the nur of salah. Then nobody will tell us the importance of the first serve. Then we'll understand. We won't be pushing our friend. Yes, you keep that place maybe for your ustad or an elderly person come, you give that place. Then Allahu Akbar. But before time, today we don't know the value of the first serve, so we put our place before time. From one namaz to another namaz, but to the next namaz, you can't book your place now after Zohar. Before Asr, if you come earlier, then you sit and make your tilawat and make your dusting, then you get that place. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that. So that incident with regard to Hazrat Muhammad Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Rahmatan Wasya, and then we'll understand why we take the name of the elders with so much respect and so much dignity. Otherwise today, as Hazrat explained, that myself, we want only titles, that this is the scholar and he's got so many, that he's got this degree, that degree. So Hazrat gave a simple example. He says one, alim like that used to give lot of bayans in many places. So one place he went, nobody was going to host him. So he made a booking in a hotel, and he told the manager that I'll be late after Isha. My bayan will finish late. So tell the security that must keep my, when I come, he must know my booking is here. And when he'll know my name, then he'll open the gate. Said, no problem. All the arrangements were made. So when he came home, when he came after the bayan, and he came to the hotel, and like today, as Hazrat explains, we are just the security outside, but we think we got more authority than the authorities. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand. So when he came there, the security asked, obviously the security is not going to know who's the Mawlana. So he asked, who is this? He said, Hazrat, Mawlana, Allama, Doctor, just gave 25 titles. And then the security heard, he put the phone down, and he just didn't open the gate. The poor Mawlana had to sleep in his car. Next morning he complained to the manager that I had a booking, so why the security didn't open. So they call up the security, what happened? He said, you all said one person is coming. You have 20 people came, so how can I open? So Allah Ta'ala save us. Let Allah save me. It's not a matter of titles. Then we'll understand when our elders, they say, make dua for us. It's not a, this is the dua that we should be worried. Is my iman intact? When I come to Malakul Maut, and we hear Allahu Akbar, our deen is reality. Malakul Maut will come with such honor. Allahu Akbar. We must have heard also in Shauke Watan, Allah give me the reality that Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a friend, Allah ta'ala explains clearly. We read it over and over. That Allah ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. فَتَمَّهُنَّ He passed with flying colors. And after all that, Allah ta'ala addresses our Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's called Allahu Rabbu Aslim. He didn't say, oh Allah, I'm the best Muslim. He said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. After going through all that very heavy test, that even sacrifice your own son in that age, and now in you, and what was the test also to see that if you become the man of Allah in your house, then you the imam. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. And this is what is this whole introduction first. Then normally we know when you go for operation, they first prepare you. And then when the sabak starts, then you'll understand. And that is what Sufi Iqbal Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, when he gave the explanation of this kitab, Anwarus Salah, then we'll understand that when the nur of Allah, Allah waliyul ladina amanu, yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila nur. That the friend Allah, when you become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your current comes in your iman, then Allah ta'ala is that friend. And Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anybody. Allah Ta'ala is وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah is independent. But the moment you acknowledge Allah is my Rabb, my Creator, my Sustainer, my Nourisher. Allah knows me better than my own parents, better than my, Allah knows me better than myself. Allahu Akbar. And that is why, so anyway, let us explain this important part. And Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he put some responsible people, just see while Tarawih is on, or while Namaz is on, what is happening. So Abad, they caught up one, two brothers, Allah save us, that in the masjid, and that is years ago, and today what is there? In the masjid, they busy on their phone, and looking at the wrong things in the masjid. So Hazrat said, I thought as much, but I didn't want. Then that is the elders. First they convince that this is definitely must be happening in the masjid. And in today's time, Allah save me, all of us. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that this muqaddama, the introduction, whereas actually the introduction is that the whole operation already took place. And today they'll tell us the operation was successful. But after that they'll say you have to still come for this treatment, that treatment. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they do the operation, you'll find the muazzin, and we saw the muazzin before azan, he'll be in the masjid. He'll be reading his, making tilawat. He'll be making his sunnah before azan. And he'll put his key or something, and people will be shocked that that place, who's, when they see the muazzin gave azan, and he comes to that place, then we'll understand, then we'll think he kept his place before time. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that this reality has to come in me. Then to explain, to read the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is easy. But the reality, the pain that goes through the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala opens certain people, they say we got a dream. And actually that is, one is Allah Ta'ala gives certain basharat on certain occasions. But it's not a normal thing. That even, and it's not an established thing that if you didn't make ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is not the sign of your greatness. That is a sign of, are you worried, are you on iman or not? So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. So this whole bayan that Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, great mujahid of his time, became shaheed also, and a great alim of that time, how many ulama gave their lives when the British were making an effort to destroy Islam, but they had to destroy the man of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand, so what is this whole object of suluk and tasawuf and coming to the khanqa or even going out in jamaat? One is the outward structure that we got now, and that is why Hazrat explains it also. That suluk wa tasawuf or zikr wa shagal ke tariq ko ikhtiyar karne ka maqsad Allah Ta'ala ki rida ke liye nisbati batini ka husool. What is the main thing? Suluk is to tread the path that we have to tread. And that the person who's treading the path is called a salik. And which is the path we have to tread? Allah made our ruh. And then Allah Ta'ala said, Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Then when we say we don't have concentration in our namaz, then when we read every day, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that how merciful is my Allah. And that is why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah used to say, normally when children play and they fight, it's normal, it's a trend, then one will be a bully and the other one is overt weak and that one will fight. So normally we'll say, I'm running to call my Abba. Today we don't understand what is Abba, because the attack is so much, we say, they must go, tell your dad, I love you. So your dad is dead. Where is it? So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, Abba is that personality who taught you who is your Rabbah. Your Amma is that great, honorable personality from whom Allah Ta'ala showed you. You came out from her womb, how much respect you'll have for her. And she'll have feeling. So Hazrat says, when now the children are fighting, so the one is bullied, so he said, I'm going to call my Abba. Then the other one said, I'm also going to call my Abba. And if your Abba is not the Abba, so when that poor child was bullied, his father was coming, and his father was in size, outwardly very weak, and the other fellow was bullying them, his father was like a wrestler. So immediately as he was coming closer, said, who's? Say, that man. He says, so it's, no, it's small things, don't worry. So like that. So Hazrat says, in today's time, when we say, and also important, Hazrat taught us, that when our parents have passed away, and now they're enjoying their life, in their real life, in the qabr, now they're already on the first station of akhirat. And as we're hearing in Anwar, in Shauk-e Watan, that is how honorable, you'll be waiting when Malakul Maut is coming to take me. What honor. So Hazrat says, that today we ask you, who's your Abba? You say, I don't have an Abba. He says, not you don't have, your father passed away. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and as Hazrat taught us, that used to say, in today's time, if people want to attack us, then and we don't, our Abbas are not loving, then, and even if they're loving, and we myself I'm talking of, if I'm not a proper father, then he says, the whole world want to attack you, I'll turn to my Rabbah. My Rabbah, whose force can be better than Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala, the whole world's force. Al-Qadir wa al-Aqwal, wa al-Aziz al-Ghafur. Allah is most powerful, but Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize all this, the object of our life is that we are treading on the path, we are on our journey back to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this part of the journey is, Allah Ta'ala warned us, Alif Lam Mim, Ahasib An-Nas, Ayyutraku, Ayyakulu Amanna, Wahum La Yuftanun. That people, and Allah shows whose kitab, whose words are this. Alif Lam Mim. Nobody knows the meaning of it. So this is not man-made. This is the word of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and explained also by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah loved him so much. But when Allah's nur, the kalam of Allah comes down, the mountains will shatter. And our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, imagine that heart of what nur. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when wahi used to come down, it could be a hot day, it could be a cold day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak, the countenance used to be like, Allahu Akbar, beautiful droplets of diamonds on the beloved face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala revealed that the surah, Alif Lam Mim, Ahasib An-Nas, to people think, Ayyakulu Amanna, that we have brought Iman, Wahum La Yuftanun, you won't be tested. Test will come, but Allah has informed us. When Allah wants to test you, Allah will give you. You stay in the right company, your Iman gets strengthened. Then you'll know, Qalu Hasbunallahu wa Ni'mal Wakeel. And then we'll understand our importance of our morning, daily wazifas. A person reads 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa Rabbul Arshil Azim. Decisions come from the Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the owner of the mighty throne. And that is to, for our understanding, that who is the owner of everything. Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah used to say that jiska nazar ho, whose eyes are where decisions are taking place, then you won't be worried that I must get this contact, that contact. You'll make your contact with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then to explain the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're getting a lesser share in your inheritance, you don't run to the kuffar courts, where and you think, I got this contact, we'll buy out the case. By Allah ta'ala, when Malakul Maut comes, we won't be able to buy out the case. So this nisbat, this connection, that is, first realize, our heart is our roof. This is what, then, what is the object of this suluk and tasawuf, which in reality is that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was sent by Allah ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Jibreel alayhi salam says like an honorable student in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Sahaba also couldn't recognize him. But what splendid, what honor he said in the attahiyat position, knees touching the knees of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and then asked, Mal Islam? What is Islam? So the foundation, what is your foundation is, if you don't have the outward, we don't have the structure of ibadat, we don't have the structure of, then where is Iman going to come? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered this question so honorably, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and we all went through, Allah ta'ala save us, and we went through Maktab, we went through the, even we came ulama, but in the hadith we read, that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal Islam? What akbirni anil Islam? What is Islam? Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, an tashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that today do we recite our kalimas daily, wa tuqimu salah, not to read our salah, wa tu'ti az-zakah, wa tasumu ramadan, wa tahajju al-bayt in istata' ilayhi sabila. قال صدقت فاجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه. That the questioner is asking, Allah Akbar, and the answer is given, and he said, you're giving the true answer. Sahaba Radhiyallahu Anhu said, you were shocked. So here also we have to learn that it's not just a matter of getting the admission in this madrasa or that madrasa, but our elders used to teach us that madrasa hai watan apna, marenge hum kitabon par, Varak hoga kafan apna. Then we'll understand that when we come in the institutions, parents who put us in the right environment, then our ustaz will teach us from day one that the madrasa is my home. That is, in other words, here where your ruh will be made. And then, marenge hol ham kitabo par. Hazrat Ali radiallahu used to say, you give your whole life to learn Quran Sharif with great effort. You'll only get so much of deen. What does it mean? When that current comes, then you'll realize. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu used to say, what is the object of this whole effort of deen? That one is, if you don't have the maktab, you don't have the structures, the different departments of deen, that is the container. And when the child has got the current in there, when nur of iman comes, then the child will remind the father that Abba, it's time for salah, azan is going. And azan time, then to explain to the children that don't talk, but myself, Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is the reality. This is that you have to do a course in the company of the men of Allah Ta'ala. That is, you'll get the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And then you get the nur of Allah Rabbul Izzat penetrating the heart. So first is this whole introductory course. Then we'll understand, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That the believers are successful in all types of success, in your health, wealth, in your temperament, in your deen, dunya. Then you'll know everything, you give priorities to what is most important, huququllah, and then huququl ibad, and then even in our the ibadat, automatically, then we'll understand, I'm going to the house of Allah, an announcement is made. Am I ready now? So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq, that Allah make it, that it's not just words, and we might be thinking that, but in reality, this was the pain of the those who gave their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me an iota of just the current, then we'll appreciate these majalis and of our elders, and we will be paying, giving our lives for this. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.